A weak solidarity brekkie team listener went congratulations and a big thanks to all those non-workers contributing to the huge unemployment and underemployment figures. Big thanks especially from Reserve Losses Bank Supremo Michelle Bulldust and caring employers generally, who so appreciate their dedication to addressing inflation, even if it does not prove effective enough to prevent further rate increases. But that would be no fault of the large number of unemployed and underemployed. It would be down to those selfish, selfish workers who are employed, either blissfully ignorant of the hurt or consciously, deliberately hurting their caring employers, who face even more headwinds as the wise practitioners who comprehend the delicacy of the delicate flower that is the economy, the greatest economic order of them all, describe these threats. The bloody socialists are contemplating a new Fair Work, True Blue Aussie, No Longer Work Choices looks like at court to deal with underpayments and other disputes. Underpayments, let's make it clear, inadvertent. Amazing on the law of averages when caring employers get reading an award confused, they never manage to overpay workers inadvertently. It must be something to do with the confusing wording, like it's in English. The court, the socialists say, will have specialist workplace judges, but caring employers know what will happen. It will be stacked with the socialists' evil union mates, expressed as usual by our old mate Industry Profits Group Supremo Innes, will cost the workers. Industry will be understandably dubious about who will be appointed to the new court. Given unions have pushed for this development, there will be unsurprising scepticism about the prospect of it operating in an entirely balanced manner. Great point, Innes. There's no way. Unlike the balance the former coalition government achieved over years of appointing only caring employer representatives to the Fair Work, True Blue Aussie, No Longer Work Choices just looks like it commission, able to see caring business class relations from both sides, totally independent people like Sophie Mirabelli up. The new court would replace the Industrial Relations Court former big Supremo Little Johnny Howhart abolished in 1997. Worth noting, the Fair Work, True Blue Aussie, etc. current commission does not have jurisdiction over underpayments, brackets inadvertent, or the ability to impose civil penalties. Workers must also be condemned for reducing True Blue Aussie to the worst standard of living in a century, the True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review informed us. If only they'd pull their fingers out and do something about their abysmal productivity, maybe work weekends and nights and call for a pay cut so they can have a better standard of living. Someone should point out to supremos who sit in their comfortable offices and send their working class youth off to train kill across the globe that when you invade a people, there's more than a rough chance they will fight back. That the working class youth brainwashed into loving a bit of train killing and the latest merchants of death, kill, 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 gee whiz technology, might consider that instead of train killing, they might well be train killed. Even if these days a lot of killing is by bombing and remote controlled drones, like this week when US of the UN of the US of the world train killers were train killed after the US of had killed and injured lots of evil Iranians, leading big Supremo Donald Trump the poor to rage, he would punish Iran. Apparently all those deaths and injuries and destruction of homes and infrastructure evil Iran was responding to were not punishment. Punish evil Iran for daring kill train killers of their invader. Well, they were at an air base in Jordan. The US op has air bases just everywhere, so dedicated is it to world war is peace. They had made the ultimate sacrifice, Donald extolled them. Well, sitting in an air base in Jordan, maybe, but he told the world, it just shows you how bad the Iranians are, doesn't it? Invaded by Donald and his very, very close friend, brackets temporary Benjamin, yet another Yahoo, and having the evil audacity to fight back. Speaking of Benjamin, that photo posted by a Zion train killer, the most moral train killers in the world, Benjamin keeps telling us, photo of a Palestinian lying prone on a fold-out cot, naked except for underpants, hands zipped tight behind his back, a cord lashed around his body, and a broomstick slipped through a length of square metal pipe, tying him down to the cot, leading the Zion-trained killers to assure us, "The incident does not align with our values and regulations." In what way? Well, first and foremost, we do not condone these things being published. We have no idea what the trained killer was thinking posting the picture. We assure you he or she will be severely reprimanded. What about the poor prisoner? Well, he is a Palestinian and therefore a terrorist. He only has himself to blame. He would not be in such a position if he was not a Palestinian from Palestine. There is no Palestine. Even more evil, New York Mayor Zahran Mamdani, doesn't the name say it all, says he's investigating if he has the power to arrest poor Benjamin for the war crimes for which he is charged and pack him up to the International Criminal Court when Benjamin attends the UN of the US of the UN of the world in September. Wishful thinking, because he doesn't, but what evil audacity when Benjamin and Donald, who do not recognize the court, want their friends like True Blue Aussie to join them in having it abolished altogether. Indeed, Zion's True Blue Aussie ambassador urged us to do just that, rather than the Socialist Party expressing some criticism of Zion's slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation. Little matters giving the court the thought that maybe war crimes are being committed. Zion's UNOB ambassador made the sensible response that Zoran Mandani should be arrested. A bit of torture would teach him a thing or two. True Blue Aussie reiterated its support for the non-land, non-people through our Minister for going overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, Penny Left Wing, condemning Hamas, which, he asserted, continues to damage the prospects of a two-state solution and, she asserted, and reject Zion's right to exist. There, strong support. Penny, can you think of anything else that might be damaging the prospects of a two-state solution? I just said Hamas continues. Okay, we got it. Meanwhile, as the His Most Gracious Majesty's con mission into anti-Semitism and social cohesion continues to hear its balanced viewpoints, and the anti-Semitism definition proffered by the Combating Anti-Semitism Envoy is increasingly foisted on institutions, the social cohesion bit was emphasized as the Combating Islamophobia Envoy called for religion, among other things, to be reduced in the definition of terrorism. Efforts to categorize extremism solely by ideology are increasingly insufficient, he submitted. And of course, given the government's embrace of Gillian Siegel's orders, then Aftab Malik's proposals would also be adopted automatically. Well, not quite. But the government is considering the report, Minister Tony Bark worse than responded. But I am comfortable with the definition that we use. Go on. We wonder how much of the final His Most Gracious Majesty's con mission report will address the social cohesion bit. So far, the balanced evidence seems to mean we must, and social cohesion must, embrace Zionism and condone the slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation, or at least not dare criticize it. Sensation at the Trample the Poor Cup. The World Cup. After the final, when they were forced to bring a giant tow truck onto the ground in a desperate attempt to drag Donald from center stage in the winners' celebrations and celebratory photo shoots. The disrespect of those who didn't consider Donald the most important feature. Donald knowing the players would cherish forever not winning the event, but being photographed with the greatest big supremo ever as the centerpiece. Got a feeling Donald's very, very close Pfeiffer sycophant, friend, might have lost a few brownie points by dragging Donald away from his moment of glory, despite the confected FIFA World Peace Prize and smashing the rules at Donald's behest to reinstate a red-carded US old player. It doesn't take much to undo all your servile bowing and scraping with Donald. I thought the World Cup was shared across North America, Canada, Donald and Mexico, but as Donald grabbed the spotlight, grasping the cup at the presentation, no sign of his Canadian or Mexican counterparts. But there's our silly mistake, of course. Counterparts. Inferiors. There's no comparison. And another exciting Donald first. The first World Cup host, in this case one third host, to impose himself or herself on the post-match celebrations. Also in the US, I'm amazing the number of people who keep using their cars as weapons against the poor ICE thugs. Sorry, ICE enforcers of US of immigration laws. Presume the E in ICE stands for exterminators. During one of the few footy matches we still get on free-to-air telly, one of the ubiquitous house ads for Farmer Wants a Wife. Heart-stopping surprise. Who will they choose? And I thought, the who bit's right. Who gives us stuff? And don't we feel for poor former Big Supremo Tiny a bit more for the bosses, whose sense of true blue Aussie values has been so abraded? See, the Electoral Commission plans to change the South True Blue Aussie seat of Grey, named after a colonial governor, to O'Donoghue, named after a terra nullius non-land non-person. The very non-land non-people George Grey ensured were non-land non-people. A socialist plot to destroy our colonial history, Tiny was close to tears. These non-land non-people are right up there with selfish workers in bringing this country down. Finally, as the socialist talk fest plots the overthrow of capitalism, academic economist Richard Holden Proppitz warns us of a left-wing tax assault on wealth. If but the socialists were as bad as Richard and Innocent, the caring business class alert us, wouldn't it be wonderful? Good morning.